It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Man, I'm always excited when this man stops by the studio. I mean, it's right here. This is comedy royalty right here. This is a comedy legend right here. Glad he's coming in. Seen him in TV and film, like Jingle All the Way. First Kid, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And actually this weekend, you'll be able to see him right here at Comedy Works south of the Landmark, back in the Maya City. Sinbad, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Welcome back.
Back in the Maya, back in the South Side.
Yeah.
Back in the Landmark. It's a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
You can let folks know exactly.
I think every time you come here, there's like a new high rise.
Yeah, dude, I was just telling Mouse, I can't believe it. I said five, you know, every 2 years. I remember they were just building stuff when I first started coming down here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, my first time Comedy Works South, I had never been anything. I have only done the Paramount. Uh-huh. I don't even think I've worked at other Comedy Works. I did it with Roseanne Barr when I was starting out.
Yeah.
I've never been booked there.
Well, in Comedy Works South, you know, it used to be on the first floor. Now it's on the 12th floor. So it's really crazy how that's where. I'm just kidding.
No, it is. It's the 12th floor because of the drugs.
Yeah. That's true. It's super high.
Yeah, it's really high.
It's higher than it's ever been, man.
It's higher than it's ever been, bro.
Well, we want to welcome you back. And, you know, what's been going on with you, man?
On the road, man. You know what? Doing this, being on the road, traveling, man. I'm traveling now doing the show on the road with Sam. My son is directing. My daughter's doing the photography and some of the video work today. This is my sister, Maria. Her job is to keep my medications to me so I can stay in the game.
Keep it going, man.
That's
well, I like this because every time you come through, you've always talked about your fam and everything they're doing.
Yeah, man.
We've talked about your daughter with the music business on many occasions and all that. So it's cool to see some of the family here actually working. You were actually, I think last time you were saying that they had been on the road with you and going.
Yeah.
And that was one of the rare weekends you had off from them. So you were saying you were kind of happy.
But, yeah, I was on the road. I see him on the road, man. See, I think what happens, you have to. I think family, you need time away from each other to miss each other. So you can text, oh my God, I really miss you guys.
Yeah.
Because when you're there all the times like this, you text your friends, I got to get out of here. And then when you miss them, you text your family, I miss you guys. And then we're with them, you text your friends, I got to get out of here. So thank God for texting.
Yeah.
You know, that way you work it out, therapy.
Thank God for texting. But when you think about like relationships, like back in the day, like if you got married, you went the whole day without seeing your wife.
Yeah.
You came home. It was nowadays texting all day, texting.
Where are you? Are you going to bring it? Did you get my message? But, you come back?
By the time you got home, you have nothing left to say because you already know what they did all day.
No, bro. Are you married?
I'm not married.
Now I can tell because you said there's more than nothing left to say.
Oh, okay.
No, there's always something left to say.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you're not married.
No,
there's always more to say.
Oh, okay, good.
There's always more that will be said to you.
Okay, one of my married friends was saying, by the time I get home, I've known what she's done all day. I know she ate for lunch. I know what the kids did.
But she still has more to say.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, I see what you're saying.
There'll be more to say. There'll be more.
Always something left to be said.
Yes.
But we have Sinbad in studio. He's at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com. So, you know, when you get into this industry, or when people try to get in this industry, especially nowadays, you might see him here for a year. You might see him here for a few years. You've made a career of this.
It's hard to have longevity now. I mean,
yeah.
When I was coming up, you could work comedy clubs. You had place. You got to have a training ground. You got to have some. You got to go to the range. If you want to shoot a gun, you got to go to range. You can't just shoot at people and kill people.
Yeah.
You know. So what you do is there's not as many ranges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the comedy, or you don't have the opportunity because comedy clubs, you could just show up in a car, dude. You could just show up and say, "When's open mic night?" You would just drive around the country, no money, but I'm gonna see if I'm funny here, if I'm funny there. Now, the reason I took a couple comics on the road, I said, "How do you make it?" They said, "We don't know." So you know, you hope you go viral.
Mm-hmm.
But you're competing with the cat with the ugly face.
Yeah, and you're competing
with the dancing booty baby. So, you know, and think about it, they get 3 million views. The kid, little baby that's shaking his booty got 3 million views.
Yep.
You got a career.
Uh-huh.
You got like 25 people following you.
Yeah.
So you're competing with a bigger world now. So it's you got to make more noise. But I always say this, if the guys from my generation were coming up now, we would dominate social media. But we would do it our ways because we wouldn't give a damn.
Yeah. And those viral moments end up just being viral for the moment. You don't see them yearly. You're not seeing that dancing baby a year from now anymore. You're just seeing the same video
over and over. Now that baby's ashamed and in therapy because what his parents did to him.
Yep.
But we look at it now, I tell comics, don't try to go viral. Keep doing what you do. If it goes viral, cool.
Yeah.
If not, just stay the course.
Yeah.
Because you can't pick your viral moment.
Mm-hmm.
You think you go viral with something you did, but you go viral because you threw a glass at somebody in your club.
Yeah.
And now you just went viral.
That's what you'll be known as from that point forward.
That's your viral moment.
If you give them the good product, the longevity will come if you're doing it right. So you went to college out here. You played ball out here in Colorado back in the day. So I mean, you have a few roots out here in Colorado, and
I got there's some good people I still know out here. I got cousins out here. So, you know, it's cool to come back this way.
Yeah, and you would perform with Roseanne back out here back in the day. And I mean, Roseanne's like, because I mean, Comedy Works has been here for so many years. It's, it's one of the reasons the scene here is so vibrant. And it's
but this is a good, this is actually a good artist scene.
Yeah.
If you're a musician or a comedian or a painter, whatever you want to do, I think this is a great place. I just think it's the, well, remember they said this, when they built it, they built this psychic institute in Boulder. Remember back in 1975, because they said the psychic vibe is stronger in this area than anywhere in the country.
Well, I mean, to be fair, that's just Boulder.
But Boulder is real, man.
Yeah.
Boulder's real, man. Don't ever doubt it.
Don't ever doubt Boulder?
The power of Boulder.
The power of Boulder.
Power of Boulder, man.
Are you making a road trip to Boulder while you're out here?
They had a Breatharian Institute up there where this guy said you didn't have to eat food. All your nutrients could come from breathing. And then they caught him driving to the McDonald's. You got to give him credit.
Just to breathe that McDonald's air. Yeah, he wasn't ordering nothing.
People were dying.
Nobody was ordering.
Hell. He was going to McDonald's and somebody busted him.
Because Boulder is real.
Boulder's real.
And you know, you have one of the unique positions. You're one of only a handful of comedians that can say that they've been fired by the President of the United States. I mean,
can't fire me because it's not a real job.
Oh, okay.
See, that's why you look at the show. It ain't real.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't your job. What he wanted to do, my agent's like, man, do this show. I said, I don't want to do this show. He ain't real. I worked for him for real back in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
I said, man, that show is fake. I'm not going to get fired from a fake job. And the whole idea is, think about his whole idea, is to make entertainers look stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
He acts like he cares when he sits in that chair. I think he's jealous of a lot of those people's careers because he wants to
Of course.
He wants to be famous. So he gets people to look stupid on his show who had great careers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go, well, he's a BSC actor. How you BSC actor? They were acting for 20 years. If you're still here, that's cool. Nobody stays on fire. Nobody stays up here. Everybody has that moment to drop, but you're still here.
Well, and they wouldn't have put anybody on if they didn't think people would watch those you know?
Because they weren't watching him.
Yeah, yeah. Few of them, I guess, apparently voted for him, but you know.
Oh yeah, but that's a whole different thing because you know,
exactly.
The country was tired of sanity.
Exactly. Sometimes sanity just ain't
good.
Wayside.
So sometimes you need insane moment to realize, damn, sanity is good.
Sanity is important.
Yeah, sometimes you have to go insane to go like you got to lock yourself up in a mental institution. And realize I can't stay here with these people.
Yeah.
But you got to go there.
Yeah, exactly.
To know your levels.
We got Sinbad here. He's at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. Tickets are at comedyworks.com. You know, throughout your career, you've done, you know, film, TV, stand-up. Is there anything on your list right now that you haven't done that you're looking to do before you wrap it up?
I want to direct.
Okay.
I want to produce more, and I want to travel with a band.
Okay.
Not my band. I want to be in somebody like Victor Wooten's band playing percussion.
Okay.
I play for nothing. Just get my room, put me on the tour bus, and let me play.
Just get to play.
Just play. I say, ladies and gentlemen, percussion, Sinbad. And I wear a bandana, and I have a shirt with sleeves cut off and everything like that.
I think we need to make that happen.
I have my tats out, and I just give interviews like a musician. Look, man, music is everything. You know, I just see it. When I'm playing, I don't think about the notes. I think about life. See, you get to say that when you can't say it as a comic.
I just breathe.
Yeah, you can comic like this. Man, I just do comedy because I love life, and I love people. Man, no. They're going to lock you up. Musicians get to say crazy stuff.
I think you need to do that, and I think you need to make a film about it. You need to direct it and produce it and knock them all out at the same time.
That's right.
And you'll be good to go.
Sinbad's Other Life.
Boom, right there.
On the road.
Well, I want to thank you. Every time you've stopped by Colorado, you've always made time for us over here at Comedy
1-3-1-1.
Thank you for that. And like I said, this weekend, it's going to be a great weekend for comedy. We got some great weather on the way. Go to comedyworks.com.
Cool.
Sinbad, Comedy Works South, man.
Right on, man.
Thanks so much.